did not eat it. This daf chafeh mebeis. Misachta psachim. Daf chafeh mebeis. So the question: He used this. It was nene from Orla. Are you allowed to derive benefit from Orla? So the fact that he did this, Nachmal Gemara, Mamar Vashi, Ashachel Ravina, the Shayef Leib Liberate, he would smear, he would rub, he rubbed, means to rub oil. Beguharke the Orla, oil of Boiser, of immature grapes, grapes that are not yet been ripened, of Orla, Amale, Amale. So what happened? So Mamar Vashi, he saw Ravina, so he said to Ravina, what are you doing? Amar the Omar Rabbanim Shas HaSakana.
Who was saying this? Mabar Ravashi?
Mabar Ravashi. So Ravina, the one who wrote the Gemara, he wrote the text. Ravina was the one who wrote the Gemara.
No, Ravina
and Ravashi.
Yeah.
Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina Ravashi, he's the one who wrote the Gemara. So therefore, Mabar Ravashi, Ravashi's son, okay, Ravashi wrote, was the partner. And yet, the child of Ravashi, he said to Ravina, what are you doing? What are you doing over here? How can you go do this? Amar, the Amar Rabbanan b'shas ha-sakana, shalei b'shas ha-sakana mi-amar. When did the Rabbanan say that you're allowed to go do, have hana? You're allowed to have hana only b'shas ha-sakana.
Kuach nefesh,
it's where do you have that ma'isa b'shas ha-sakana? Kuach nefesh, what do you mean sakana? If a person, sakana over here means that if the person is dying, if your daughter would be in the matzah of kuach nefesh,
it's life-threatening.
Yeah. If it's life, then you can go do. But
here wasn't life-threatening.
It was not life-threatening. How can go do this? Yeah. So Amalei, so he told him, Hai Ishasa Tsimirta, my daughter is suffering from a fever. Ishasa means heat. Tsimarta means a burning heat. Rashi, Choyli Shakarin Miluye Tsimrasa means Cham.
The corona.
Okay, whatever. Kamo Ditsara Tsimure Bebovakama. Okay, I don't know what it means exactly, but it means that she's suffering from a burning heat.
Yeah.
She's suffering from a very high fever.
Yeah.
I'm a mela, nami kishas hasakana damya. In chnami, my daughter is now in a matzav of bikuach nefesh. And that's why ein dover oibay b'fnei bikuach nefesh. I'm allowed to go use the kli akarim. Arla. Vait, ikidam islam say, amalei midi derech hano ka avidna. This ties into the daf yesterday that we learned. The Gemara we discussed yesterday, there are two types of hano. This hana kedarkoi and hana shaloi kederach. And yesterday the Gemara had a whole discussion that Orla and Kili Akedem, you're allowed to have hana filu not about the Kili Akedem, but Orla, you're allowed to have hana shaloi kederach. Even though you're not allowed to have hana, but there are two different types of hana. There is a hana that's kederach and hana shaloi kederach. And this type of thing, the olives, immature olives, and squeezing them, taking the juice, and using it as a medication is called a hanosh shaloi kederach.
Why? Because it's not yet the
whatever it is. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know exactly. Maybe you don't use for refuah, chlesnish. Whatever it is, it was shaloi kederach.
Yeah.
And the Mela, he held that a hanosh shaloi kederach is mutter.
Right.
Right. Next. Itmar. And Nai Gemara. Itmar. Hano habo loyli adam bal karchay.
What's that? Good. So Ikuda Amala, he answered him.
Midi derech hano kavidna. Am I having hano? Bid me right. Idmar hano habo loyli adam bal karchay. Let's say hano comes to you against your will. Is that called hano? Abayam muteres revamar asura. I'll give you an example. Let's say by the bus stop. I used to have this all the time by the bus stop in Tarvidas. I would wait for the bus to be 68 in front of a pizza store. A non-kosher pizza store.
Nee.
And I would smell the delicious aroma of the treifa pizza. They probably bought some b'cholof. Treifa pizza. Now, that's not such a big shy because that's reach lav milsa. Reach, fragrance lav milsa. I'll just give you a dogma. Let's say you're standing somewhere.
One second, reach. Reach is also a form of
hana. Of yisuri achila. It's not, obviously, it's not a maila to do. But I'm just saying, technically speaking, I remember I once asked a shayla. They told me that smelling pizza from non-kosher pizza store l'chayra is not usur. It's not, you're not in violation of any halacha. You shouldn't go do it, of course. But if it happens to you, you're still
there.
So
then it's not a good example. Then, you know.
But I'm saying I'm just giving you an example of here that it comes upon you against your will. So what's the example?
Rashi.
Derech Rashi over here says, okay, Derech Hanos, Hanosoi, Derech Hanosoi, La'acha sheyispashlu v'yoytse shamam b'beis abad. Now that's not the case.
No.
Which Rashi over here?
That Rashi goes on.
Derech Hanosoi, La'acha sheyispashlu v'yoytse shamam b'beis abad muteres, ein tzach l'far shemeno, Okay, that's a very vital in the Gemara.
That's later, it's later in the Gemara.
Okay, so what's over here then? The Hanover here is Hanover that comes against you, against you. Says, let's see, Idmar, Hanover, Habal, Idmar, Baal Karachai. What's the case of Achsa? Let me hear the person inside the Gemara. From the Masifta. It comes upon the person
yeah.
against his will. Here he says it means haba haba lil adam taka. It says it reich avodazara, like I told you.
Yeah.
Okay, reich, but not pizza, not non kosher pizza.
Yeah.
Avodazara. Okay, I was mechaven. Hana midvarim haasim b'hanaki goin lehariach may reich avodazara.
Or if someone is boiling against Ritzina.
Okay, a woman against, okay, that's Hanusha. Okay, fine, okay,
no, I'm just giving you the whatever, yeah.
Okay, over here, this is Rashi. Which Rashi? Hach Garcino, where is he referring to over here? Which Rashi? Tells the Rashi says this.
There's no Rashi. Yeah.
Which Rashi?
Muteres, you just read it.
Rashi, well, let me find the Rashi. Muteres, ain't Sarich, oh, here, okay, I didn't read the whole thing.
Where?
Here. Let's read the whole Rashi. Let's go Vaita, that's Vaita in the Gemara. The Gemara goes Vaita. Okay, let's read a few more lines, then we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain. Let's go Vaita in the Gemara. Etmar. Hano habo loyal odim bal karchel abayim abayis muter. It's muter. Rav says osur, asura. Why? Efshur v'komachavin. Efshur, now here's this. Okay, let's see Rashi. Right, Rashi. Rashi dibra hamaschel. Muteres. You see the Rashi Rabbi Sholzev?
Yeah.
Ain it tzarech lifrei shemena, kidim mefarish. You're by the bus stop, and you're right next to a church, and comes out of the church this delicious aroma of the ketores, the makti, there's some type of incense, and you smell it.
You don't have to run away.
Do you have to go to another bus stop? Go down the block to the next bus stop. You don't have to go anywhere. Hoch garsin efshur, why? Now the next thing, efshur v'kam mechavin, lo efshur v'kam mechavin, kuryam lo plig diyaser. And that means what? Rashi explains, if you do have the option of going to another bus stop, in a chanam, if you can go down the block, go down to the next bus stop, and yet, what do you do? But no, it's you have a choice. You come out, you can go to this bus stop or that bus stop. If I go to this bus stop, I'm going to smell it. If I go to that bus stop, I'm not going to smell it. So I'm going to decide, I'm going to make a decision to be dafka, go to that bus stop where I can smell it.
That's not allowed.
Awesome. It's efshur.
Or to everybody, if you're able to
avoid it. If you're able to avoid it.
The machlekes is, and you can't avoid it.
You cannot avoid it. Oi, next part of the Rashi, afilu efshur lebodo. I can't. This is the only bus stop. I got to go home. This is the only way I can go home. Umiubad mischavin hu. Even though I can't go anyway, but when I get to the bus stop and it smells, delicious. The chaviv hu loy lehanes, that's also osur. If you have the ability, yeah, what you have to do is you have to say, listen, I have no choice, and the smell is coming over me. I just have to do my best not to enjoy it. Do your best.
Even Mandom says materas, not to enjoy it.
Exactly. You're not allowed to be mechavein to have the hana. You have to say, och and vey, look what's happening to me. I'm overcome. Timtum halev. Let's see back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is Idvar Habah, Now here the Gemara says, if I could avoid it. The translation of the word Efshur means if I could avoid it.
Efshur,
but yet, you know what? V'komechavin. I go out of my way and also v'komechavin. So I don't avoid it.
One good thing and one bad thing.
What?
One good thing and one bad thing.
No, these are both good things. These are both. There's two strikes against you.
Efshur.
I can barely hear you. Can't you fix the computer ready?
Efshur is bad.
And v'komechavin is also bad. Efshur kabachavin or put an or loy efshur. I can't avoid it.
But
the kabachavin, that's bad.
Everybody says it's
aser. It's aser, the aser. We're loy, next case, let's go weiter. Let's say loy efshur. I can't avoid it. And
loy
mechavin. And I'm not having kavana. And this is the only bus stop.
Everybody says it's
keep ligi the efshur. I could avoid it. But now here's the point. V'loy mechavin. I'm also v'loy mechavin. But here's the point. The Aliba, my question is only according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that says, Dover Shem Mishavan is Osir. The Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, Dover Shem Mishavan is Osir. Also, Kul Yabalo Peligid the Osir. And a third scenario.
So was that Keep Ligid, the Efshir?
Keep Ligid, where do they argue the Efshir? The Loy Mechadim.
What do you mean the Efshir, that what?
Where the Efshir, I could avoid it.
Yeah.
The Loy Mechadim.
Of course, if we could avoid Loy Mechavim.
No. The Efshir, that's the Machlokes. Let's go back one more time. Go back. Itmar, okay? Well, quickly. Itmar. Abayim says Muteris. Rebamar Asura. Period. Now, the Gemara explains. The Gemara is going to limit the Machlokes. Where it's Efshir, right? I have a choice. There are two bus stops. I have a choice. And I deliberately decide to go to the bad bus stop.
Yeah.
And in addition, V'kor mechavin, once I go there, I have kavanah to enjoy it. Or lo yavshur. Even if I can't avoid it, it's the only bus stop, V'kor mechavin, that would not discuss me. Next case, where it's, now here's where it gets a little tricky. Lo yavshur. You don't have a choice. V'loy mechavin. And I don't want to have kavana.
Kulyam
lo pligi d'shari. Now here's a key pligi, the efsher.
You have a choice.
I have a brayra. I can go to this bus stop or to this bus stop. I made a decision to go to the wrong bus stop, but you know what? I'm not gonna do an avera because when the smell comes over me, I'm gonna have kavana not to enjoy it.
V'loy
mechavin. So now the gemara goes vayta. Avialiba. Even though I'm telling you that's where the machlokes is not according to everyone, because I believe according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom that says, Davar Shem Mishav and Osir, the famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Gan Shas, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Davar Shein Mishav and Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos.
Right.
Are you allowed to drag a bench?
Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
Exactly. Are you allowed to drag a bench? It's also very important thing is Rabbi Yehuda, this is the most thing because many times, much more often than not, you're not allowed to cross Mishachdas, Sugis. Just because Rabbi Yehuda says Dover She'ein Mischavin by Shabbos is Osir, that doesn't necessarily mean that when it comes to avoid the Zara, Dover She'ein Mischavin is going to be Osir. You always find that in the Gemara. It's not. You can't go compare a Machlokes that said in Kachim and say that it applies to Shabbos. Or it says by Shabbos. Hai luchud v'hai luchud.
Yeah.
Each miktsoya of the Torah has a separate set of rules.
Yeah.
So just because Rabbi Yehuda says by Shabbos he can't drag a bench, that doesn't automatically mean that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that because Davar Shem Mishavin is Osir, it's automatically going to be that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Davar Shem Mishavin is going to be Osir. This is the exception. Here the Gemara is saying is the Zilber Rabbi Yehuda, the same Yisoid.
It applies here as well.
It's a Chiddush. That's not something so simple that you can automatically say. If not for the Gemara is saying this, you would not necessarily have a right to say this. Because Chayim Luchot v'Chayim Luchot.
Leave the Rabbi Yehuda.
Abaye and Rabbi, not Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye and Rabbi both agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. According to Rabbi Yehuda. We'll deal with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, Dov Shem Mishchavin is Osir. The Aliba, Rabbi Yehuda, the one that says, Dov Shem Mishchavin is Osir, Kulei Amalop Ligi the Osir. Keep Ligi Aliba, Rabbi Shimon. The one that says, Dov Shem Mishchavin is Mutter. So therefore, what's the Shaila? I was Efshir. I didn't have to go here.
But you did.
I did. But now, what do you got here? What do you got here?
I got a back scratcher.
What's going on? That's how you did in the base medrash? Have you have a back scratcher in the base medrash?
Not in the base medrash. I'm outside of the base medrash.
The whole base medrash is watching you over here. The whole place is quiet over here.
Keep playing. Listen to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's
having my pants. We'll see what they say.
Abayik Rav Shimon. Rav Oma out.
Keep legally Rav Shimon. The other Rav Shimon is mutter. Oh, so this is the machlokes. Abayi said what? Muteres. Rav said Asur. Right? That's the machlokes.
Yeah.
Abaya, who said Muteres? Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah.
He goes like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is going to be mutter. It's mutter.
The Rav Amar.
No. Ad kan like Amar Rabbi Shimon. Even though Rabbi Shimon said Dover She'ein Mischavin is mutter.
That's only
where it's Eifshur. Ad kidei kach.
Elo hechad loy afshar.
Then you can't go so far. Good.
Right.
Igdari next piece. Igdari. Some say another mahalach. A whole new mahalach in the machlekes.
Yeah.
Afshar. Let's say I have a choice. I don't have to go here. I don't have to go down to this bus stop. The loy mechavin. We're reviewing the Gemara Nachma, but from a different angle, a different lashon. afshar v'lo mechaven.
What's an afshar? And he does go to that place.
V'lo mechaven. I had a choice.
And he doesn't make that choice.
Right. So now we have a new version.
He has a choice, but he doesn't make that choice.
He has a choice for everybody, but he decides b'davka to go there. But v'lo mechaven.
Similar to the first guy, we just said.
So in this version, high nu pluksayu Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon. No, everyone agrees it's a machlokes. There's no disagreement in this case. There's a new version of the Gemara. Everyone agrees according to Rabbi Yehuda it's going to be osur, and according to Rabbi Shimon it's going to be mutar.
Yeah.
Okay. So where's
how is the gerusa different from before? Yeah.
Because before we said no. In this case, this exact case, we said it's not a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon. This is not a bayin rava.
Oh, it's a machlokes.
Rava said asura. That even Rabbi Shimon that says Davar Shein Mischavin is Osir will be moited that in this case it's going to be Osir.
Yeah, okay.
Now, new version. In this version, no. In this new version, everyone agrees that according to Rabbi Shimon it's going to be moited. Even Rava.
Yeah.
Even Rava is masking that according to Rabbi Shimon, Davar Shein Mischavin is moited. It's going to be moited in this case. Ikedem Islam say where it's going to be Efshir V'loikam Mischavin. I did not have to go here. I had a choice.
And I went there.
Next shaila. Let's say it's Lo Yefshar, new shaila. It's Lo Yefshar. This is the only place I can go to, the only stop. It's the only bus stop. And V'loy Kamechavein, Kulyam Loy Pligi Deshore. What can you do? It's not your fault. It's Mutter.
Even Rabbi Yehuda.
Keep Pligi, the Lo Yefshar. Oh, look at this case. Look at this lundus.
Keep ligi on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
Abayin Rava. Keep ligi. Efshar. I did not have to go here.
Efshar.
The Lo Efshar. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no choice.
No choice. But yet, become a chavin. And once I'm already here, this is the only bus stop. And now, this is this aroma that's coming out of the Avodah Zarah, and I want to have Hana. The Aliba, what's the Shaila? The Aliba, the Rabbi Shimon Diozl, Bosser Kavana, Kulyam Lopligi Diozl. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that we follow Kavana, Rabbi Shimon says,
it's all about Kavana.
If you're having Kavana, there's nothing to discuss. Rabbi Shimon holds Dovish and
Shimon. He also holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, also. Keep legally Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomar, he says, Loishno Mischavin, Loishno Shein Mischavin. It doesn't make a difference, Kavana, not Kavana. Efshir, also. If it's Efshir, it's going to be Osir. Abaya. Now, this is a different machlokes. We have to clarify this machlokes. This requires Hezber. Look at Rashi. Okay? We have a machlokes now. We are introducing now a new machlokes. Okay, but until now, we only learned about the classic. The classic machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, are you allowed to drag a bench on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Will make a charetz or not? Rabbi Shimon says, Dov Shem Shavn is Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dov is Osir. Now we're discussing an entirely different machlokes, a new machlokes. Is the ikur totally in your kavana or not? Rabbi Shimon says the ikur is all about your kavana. Rabbi Yehuda says your kavana doesn't count for nothing. The ikur that counts, it doesn't make a difference. Your kavana does not make any difference. Now let's. What does that refer to?
Action only.
Let's explain that concept. Rashi. Rashi says.
Where's this Rashi?
Rashi, it's a few lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Hachi Gar Sinan. 6 lines from the bottom of Rashi's. Hachi Gar Sinan. Ki Pligi.
I don't have it. Let's say Hachi Gar Sinan.
6 lines from the bottom of the page.
No, I have a different.
Ki Pligi. Hachi Gar Sinan. Ki Pligi Alibid of Yehuda.
Let's say, can we reveal the Dom Lishlam Schaven?
Loishna, yeah. Loishna Mischaven. Veloishna E Mischaven. Efshir Osir. Veloi Gar Sinon, Veloi Efshir Shari. The Loish Amin Lay Dom Hachi. We never heard, we're not going to be Goris Efshir. The different gears. The Yish Amin Hachi 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 Let's go back to the previous Rashi. Keep Ligi, where do they argue Deloy Efshar? Where it's Deloy Efshar, Vakom Mechavin. Okay, let's go back to that Rashi. Two lines off.
This is according to the second Gersa?
Yes. This is according to the Ikadiyami. Keep Ligi. Keep Ligi, Deloy Efshar.
Deloy Efshar, Vakom
Mechavin.
Yeah.
Now here's the point he's making. Aliba, Rabbi Shimon. The chashiv le kavana. Now he's not telling us where this comes from. This principle kavana, according to Rabbi Shimon.
What do you mean? Because Rabbi Shimon holds that if the davar she'enim is chav and is potter, so it's all about kavana.
That's the longest.
Yeah.
And Yehuda, and Yehuda holds davar she'enim is chav and is also, so it doesn't, your kavana doesn't count for nothing. Okay, fine.
He goes on okay, with simple. The kavana. Rebuta goes with the action. It doesn't matter what his kavana was. You did something.
And then Rabbi Shimon goes basa kavana. Okay, so
exactly.
Now let's go to the Gemara. So we don't need the rabbi. Let's go back to the Gemara then. Let's go back to the Gemara then.
Yeah.
So, keep ligi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Keep ligi. The loyav sure
the
kamechavin.
The
kamechavin. The kamechavin.
Yeah,
the kavana. Avi alim Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, the oz basa kavana. Kulam lo pligi. The oser. It's also according to Rabbi Shimon, because if you go basa kavana, if having kavana, it's going to be oser. Keep ligi alim Rabbi Yehuda. The amar loyishna mischavin.
It doesn't
make a difference. Your kavana doesn't make a difference. So here is So here we want to say as follows. When did he say that? This is the machlokes.
So the machlokes between Rava and Abaya.
Right.
That was.
So then, therefore, yeah. We want to say that since over here it's efshar, that's the machlokes.
Yeah.
This case is the only place where you can possibly go. Oh, you go. So where it's going to be efshar, where you have somewhere else where you can go. Also, there's nothing to discuss. That the Gemara is just reviewing the steps.
Yeah,
if you had an option of not going in this location and you chose to go here,
everybody,
also,
even if you're not mechavin,
but it's certainly when you're mechavin, right?
That's exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But now we're going over here. Abaya says efshar aser. Abaya Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rava Amalecha. And Rava will say to you, "Ad kan loy kamar Rabbi Yehuda."
Wait a second. Are you saying efshar? We just said the machlekes is the loy efshar.
You're right. Loy shnar mischavin, loy shnar shem mischavin.
That's machlekes. Quanta Rabbi Yehuda. Machlekes.
Efshar. No. Efshar is aser. But that's part of the background. That's part of the background to the Gemara. Nachum will go three lines on the bottom. Three lines on the bottom. Keep ligi. Where's the machlekes? Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar. Now we're just saying his shita. This is part of his shita. What is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? The Omar, lo yishna mischavein, v'lo yishna she'ein mischavein, efshar aser. This is the general rule of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda generally, in a regular case, says that you have an option of avoiding this situation and you choose to go here, it's also even where it's going to be, you're not mechavein.
Yeah.
You're not mechavein. Now, that's the basic background.
Yeah.
Now that we've got the background, now we can come and we can take this and apply it to our case. Now we come to what's our shaila? Efshar. Our sugya is what?
Efshar.
So Abaya that says mutur. Abaya holds it's going to be mutur, right? What did Abaya say?
Yeah.
Abaya says, Maskar, what's the case according to the army? The case is efshar. Right, that's the case. This
yeah,
is
yeah.
The only bus stop.
Yeah.
Efshar.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm having kavana. I'm having kavana. It's efshar, but I'm having kavana. Abaya holds it's mutter. Yeah. How could it be mutter?
Yeah.
Right, Abaya says mutter.
Yeah.
So Abaya explains.
So Yehuda's go look cooler.
Why? Because it's efshar.
Ain't mischavin helps him. It's good also.
Why? Because in this case it's efshar. Right,
so
Abaya.
So he would say, he looked at Rabbi Yehuda that he would.
Even in this case. Because since Rabbi Yehuda, Kavana doesn't count for nothing.
Right.
Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a Dover She'ein Mischavin is going to be Aser.
Yeah.
So you see that Kavana is not what counts. What is the determining factor? Efshar versus Efshar.
Right.
Since in this case it's Efshar, it's Mutter. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be Aser because according to Rabbi Shimon, all the Kavana is what makes the difference.
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, the kavana doesn't make a difference. So if the kavana doesn't make a difference, what does make a difference? Efshar versus efshar.
Oh.
So Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be going like Rabbi Yehuda. What does he say? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rav like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds it's going to be mutter.
And
Rav Amalecha, no, it's going to be aser. Why is it going to be aser?
Yeah.
Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda she'ein mischavin ki mischavin elo l'chumra. That's only where it's from. Avol mischavein. In order to say to equate, to say is mischavein.
Avol mischavein kishein mischavein lekula.
To equate, avol mischavein kishein mischavein lekula. To equate mischavein with kishein mischavein with the result is going to be a leniency, where it's going to be mut to suggest that it's going to be mutter to have hanah from avodah zara loy. That far he'll never go.
So repeat this again. Ad kol hakomer Rabbi Yehuda shein mischaven.
When did Rabbi Yehuda say that ein mischaven is kim mischaven? What did we just say before? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no difference.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There is no difference in kavana.
Yeah.
That's only where the result is a chumrah.
Yeah.
Like on Shabbos. Yeah. But here, if you're going to say that ein mischaven kim mischaven, the result is going to be a kula, that you're allowed to have hanah from the avodah zara, it results in a kula. He's going to be even more lenient than Rabbi Shimon.
Repeat this again. Abba mischaven kishayim
mischaven. To treat a case of mischaven like kishayim mischaven. To equate mischaven.
But here we're talking about shayim mischaven.
No, here's about mischaven. What's the case here? The case here is ef shar umischaven. The Gemara is saying, where is the machlokes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where it's Eiv Shar
Umischaven.
So we want to go say the coin drop Yehuda does not make a difference whether you have Kavanah or no Kavanah. It's all the same.
Yeah.
So since over here it's Eiv Shar, you have no choice. There's nothing you can possibly do. It's not your fault that you're in this situation.
Shvi Mutter.
No. According to Rabbi Shimon, what would the halacha be according to Rabbi Shimon? It would be Aser. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds that Igor is Kavanah. Now you want to learn like a Yehuda and say that there's no difference, and because it's Ef Shar, it's going to be Mutter. So know what the result is going to be? That Rabbi Yehuda is going to be more lenient than Rabbi Shimon. That you don't say. The only time Rabbi Yehuda said is Chiddush, that a Dovar She'enu Mischaven is Osir, it does not make a difference whether you're Mischaven yet not Mischaven, it's going to be when the result is Osir. But in this case, if you're going to say that there's no difference between mischaven and mischaven, mutter, that we don't say. You're not allowed to go and abuse the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said for Hilchah Shabbos, fine. So Nachman was the Gemara, Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yehuda, and the only time Rabbi Yehuda said that the din of Shein Mischaven, Elul Chumra, Avol Mischaven, to make Mischaven, Kishay Mischaven, Lekula Lo, he never says Shalacha. And the male of diff, according to Rava,
according to Abaya, he doesn't have a problem with
that. Abaya holds, and no, exactly. That's the point of disagreement in the Nikah of the Army.
Abaya's svar is
that yes, that when Rabbi Yehuda said there's no chilling between mischaven and mischaven, achil lekula. Exactly, hit the nail on the head. According to Abaya, when Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no difference between mischaven and shein mischaven, the result is mutter.
It's mutter.
Even though it's a kula.
So here a Mekel and a Shabbos Ramachmeh?
Yes.
How do you figure? Why is Avodah Zarah?
Because
for example,
Lumbus, it's a din. It's a Lumbus.
You do the math
because of
Kavon is what counts.
Kavon is what no.
But it's a Chiddush because if someone's Mechal Shabbos has a din. It has the same halakha.
By Shabbos, you drag the bench. You pull out the make a charitz or not? Maybe yeah, maybe not. But if let's say he does, Dovah Shalim is Chavein. Now Yehuda says, I don't care your kavana. Is there a 50% chance that it's going to be make a charitz? Is there a chance? Also.
No. There is talking about...
Your kavana doesn't make a difference.
Psikration.
No psikration. I said
the
charitz
is definitely a psikration.
If you... Now, we're not talking about a psikration. You drink a medium-sized bench.
Nee.
Goldilocks bench. Medium-sized bench.
The question is, does he have to lift it or not?
The classic case, Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, you drag a bench. It's not heavy, not light. If it's light...
How do you know they're talking about it's not for
that's
sure?
That's the Gemara. That's the classic
It's not
Gemara.
A definite thing. It's not,
right.
It's not
if
for sure.
If it's definite, then it's a psikresha. Of course not. What we're dealing with is a suffix. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't care about your kavana is not a factor in this act. When you pull the bench, is there a chance it'll make a charitz? Is there a 50% chance? Finished. Oh, my kavana. It's not my kavana. Meleches machsheves kavana. I don't care about your kavana. There's no chilik with your kavana. Your kavana is not a factor in the shaila here.
Yeah.
Now, once you take that, you said that your kavana does not make a difference. We just deal with the facts. Here, we're dealing over here with avodah zara. You have avodah zara. You've been put in a situation against your will. Loy efsher. It's not my fault. Okay, mutter.
But
my kavana, who cares about your kavana? We have already established we don't care about your kavana. When it comes to Shabbos, do we care about your kavana?
No.
So do we care about your kavana over here? No. Were you put in the situation against your will? Yes. So it's mutter.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, so that means you're saying a yesoid, we don't care about your kavana, and the result is going to be mutter. Rabbi Shimon, who in Hilchas Shabbos is lenient, he holds in this case is going to be aser.
Yeah.
So it comes out that Rabbi Shimon is going to be machmir, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be mekel. That we don't say.
According to Rava.
According to Abaya, we say it.
Why don't we say that?
According to Rava?
Yeah.
Because it's not logical. It's not logical that he's saying that.
Why does it always have to be the same in all areas?
What do you mean?
That Rabbi Yehuda is always machmir.
Rabbi Yehuda.
That always comes out
because the svara of taking away your kavana. Removing your kavana, that is a chiddush. To ignore your kavana is a chiddush. We don't want to do that, to ignore your kavana. So when Rabbi Yehuda took away your kavana, you can't abuse it.
What was the problem with Rava? Why can't we say here he's mekel? Why it has to be exact like Shabbos and all? In all areas, it has to be l'chumra?
You're asking very good. You're asking a long question.
No, I'm trying to understand that.
You're asking a very long shaila, you're asking a very good question. It's going to take a very long time to go through the longest. We're not going to be able to finish the daf.
You sure? We have all night.
Shlomi, I lost you. You back? You see me? Oh, yeah, I lost for a second. Shlomi, you see me? I lost you. Okay, you hear me now?
Yeah, you lost.
All right, good bye to next Gemara.
And what does Rashi?
We gotta go bite. We can't do Rashi. We got bogged down. Amar Rava. Next Gemara. New Gemara. Amar Rava. Mino Aminullah. Rava is coming to prove his point.
What's that? Amar Rava?
Amar Rava. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Amar Abaye, you mean?
Oh, you're right. I made a mistake. You're right. You see, you catch me. You're very good.
Amar Abaye.
Amar Abaye. 3 lines of that. Amar Abaye. Mino Aminullah. You're right. Amar Abaye. What Abaye said, mutter.
Yeah.
Abaye said mutter. Now Abaye is going back in which case? We had two lashonos. Okay, we had two different lashonos in the Gemara. What Abaye hold? Where is the machlokes?
Yeah.
So this is going to be very tricky to keep cheshbon in which. What is the machlokes?
Second one.
We're going down the second one only. That's what it says over in the art scroll. The second one.
The Gemara now presents the source for Abaye's second version.
Okay, good. Gvaldik. We're going now only the second version. What's the second version? It's E F Sham Mechavin, and Abaye says mutter.
Yeah.
Why mutter? We're going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says kavana doesn't make a difference.
How does he know?
It doesn't make a difference. Mele we go baser, but E F Sham. I'm Rabbi. I mean, the time when the Rabbi says I'm Rabbi.
No, Mina means how does he?
How does he know? What's this proof? Proof.
Tanya.
The time when the Rabbi says I'm Zakai. He was saying the Hechol. Look, we did it. You not have enough from the Beis Hamikdash. It is forbidden. The Beis Hamikdash is Kodesh.
He's under the shadow of the Hechol.
The shade. Sat by the wall of the Hechol. The Doidesh Kolayim Kulay. He gave a drush the whole day.
There's an Isser. You cannot only for Kabbalah's purpose.
Anything. Himel Behegdash. Mi'ila. Anything that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash is a chiv mi'ila.
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to draw benefit. Personal benefit is forbidden. So he was Yoshe B'Zushal Hechol. The Doidesh Kolayim Kulay. The Hahacha over here. Dolay Yavsha. Why is Leyavsha? Why can't he come to shul over here on 18th Street and our Shmirvin shul, and we can have the shir in Zoom? Why is it Leyavsha? Obviously, they didn't let him in here.
This was the best spot.
That's the only place to give a shir. All the tables were occupied in our Shmirvin shul. They had to go to the Kaisel. He went to the Kaisel. He went to the Hechel over there. For Hachad Leyavsha, there was nowhere else. V'umichavin, and he's having kavana. V'shari, and it's mutter. He's mamish gval tgaraya. There was E.F. Shar.
How do you know that the brisa is referring to the lo yefsha?
That's what the Gemara says. There was nowhere else for him to give
the
shir.
Not part of the brisa.
Rashi is the diak. Rashi the lo yefsha milidrosh l'ram hilchos achag. I don't know the mitzias. He had to give a drasha. The oilam needed to learn the halachas, and the only place he can give the drasha was is by the wall of the heichal, outside the azara. He was standing.
And Abaye says for sure, yeah.
And he was allowed to give the drasha. So therefore, it's E.F. Shar. He had no choice. This was the only available spot. And he's having Hana. And he's having Kavana. He's enjoying
it. One second. This is all part of the Braisa?
No, this is a Raya.
Oh.
We're bringing a Raya. The words are, Amar Abaye, Mino Aminilo. Tell me the Braisa. Here's the Braisa.
Amar Abaye,
Mino Aminilo. Shayed Yoyashem Yisrael Shalecha V'Gudarish Kol Yom Kulo. Period.
Atkan.
End of the Braisa. Atkan. Enters the Gemara. The Hahacha. In this story that we just read, De lo yafshar. This is a case of lo yafshar. Why? It was the only place available. Umechaven. And in this maisa, he was having kavon to enjoy the heichel.
Yeah.
Right? This is mechaven.
Yeah.
Umechaven. And what's the halacha? The shari. The fact that he did it indicates that it's permitted.
Yeah.
So you have a raya to abaya, efshar, umechaven.
Yeah, yeah.
Is mutter.
Yeah.
So what's Rav going to answer you? Rav is now stuck in the corner. How's he going to answer? That's not called the part of the Isra Hana. The Isra Hana is only on the inside of the Azara. On the outside of the Azara, there's no Isra Hana.
Mm-hmm.
There's very Nogia Chanukah. Chanukah is about the inside, the Menorah, the Mizbeach. It's all inside the Heichal. Vaita. Amar Rav. Next Gemara. Mino aminullah. How do I know it? How do I know that EF Shar Mechavin is also? What's the Tanya? Lulin Hayu Pesuchin Bealiyah Space Kodesh Hakodashim. They were openings.
By the way, the Tanya, do you have it in parentheses? The Tanya?
I have an Ois Aleph on the side of my Gemara. The Hagoyis Vitzionim, and he says the Tanan, Mishnah. Okay, it's a Mishnah.
Okay.
Okay, Tanan is a Mishnah, Tanya is the Braisa.
Okay.
Tanya, Tanan, little Mishnah. You're right. See, he corrected me on the side of the Gemara.
No, because I have here. Yeah.
You have the Tanan?
No, I have the Tanyam. And how you call it in.
Okay, he has over on the side. It should be the Tanan. It's a Mishnah.
Okay.
It says, Lulin, Hayu, Pesuchim, Leos, Beis, Kochak, Adashim, Shabachem, holes. They were openings. Lulin means they were cavities. They were openings. Openings.
Yeah.
Basically, little openings, like vents. Vents where people would be able to lower themselves to do construction. They would lower craftsmen in these openings with tables and boxes.
They would be lowered from the roof.
Let's say they needed to do some renovations inside the Kodesh HaKodashim.
So they couldn't. Oh.
So we don't want to just send workers into the Kodesh HaKodashim to do renovations. We don't want them to go look at the Kruvim. It's not. How can you let it? No one's allowed to go there.
Okay.
No one is allowed to enter in the Kodesh HaKodashim except for the Kohen Gadol once a year.
Yeah.
But someone has to go in there to do maintenance.
Yeah.
They had to go in there to go and fix the walls. Suddenly they needed to plate it with gold, whatever it was. So what they would lower them from the ceiling in special boxes, and the boxes prevented
them. You mean
they'd
be lowered? They would be in boxes while they were lowered.
Open boxes. They'll be closed, like open three sides. It was closed,
okay.
And one so
okay.
They can see the wall. They can do construction. Why is this necessary? Why can't we let them just walk in the front door and do what they need to do? And even though they're going to be nene, they're going to be nene from the Kodesh HaKodashim, from the beauty of the Kodesh HaKodashim. This is a case of EF Shar Umechavein.
Yeah.
And if you hold like Abaya, EF Shar Umechavein, it's mutter. So why do they need the boxes? Why
right,
do they?
Robin.
So therefore, is what you're saying logically correct? The Amar Mishimin Pazi, Amar Yishimin Levi, Mishimin Bakavara, Kol Mare Vereach. First of all, you're mistaken over here. This is a general question on the whole sugya, that when having pleasure from sound, pleasure from seeing something, pleasure from fragrance, Ein Bohem Mishum Mi'ila. There's no prohibition. Now that's the only akasha when it comes to Kol Ma'ariv. When it comes to the previous mice of Yochanan Zakkai, when he sat by the wall of the Heichal, there he was getting pleasure from shade. That's
right.
Much more significant. He's getting that's a more significant
right.
benefit.
Right, right, right.
But over here, when they come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what exactly are they having hana? If they were to have hana, what hana would they have? Hana of mare, of seeing the beauty.
And there's no me'ila.
That's not called me'ila.
So if that's the case,
so
they
don't need these boxes. So why then they have the boxes?
Yeah.
A chumrah. It was a chumrah. Derech Eretz. The Kodesh HaKodashim, you don't go into Kodesh HaKodashim. Ela male. Male means a hidur. A hidur.
Yeah.
A hidur. Male means a higher standard.
Yeah.
There was a higher standard. Halachah. Male also based Kodesh HaKodashim. So they have a son of Kasha. Don't ask me a kasha from this. Not a right over here. The whole thing bechlal. It's not. There's no permission anyway. And the only thing over here was done was only because of the chumrah. Vayta. Igad Yamisam say. Amar Rav. Mino hamino lo. How do I know it? Another makar. Di Amar Rav Shimon Pazi. Rav Shimon Levi. Rav Shimon Kapara. Kol Ma Mareach. How taka do I know that it's going to be mutter? The halacha that EF Shar.
Umechavin
is mutter. EF Shar has mutter. Over here we're dealing with smelling the fragrance of avodah zarah. It says, Kol Ma'avireach Ein V'chem Yishum Mi'ilah. So what's the diak? The diak is mi'ilo hu deleka. Now, avoy de zara, smelling the avoy de zara, the fragrance, that's not mi'ila.
Right.
That's serious business.
Right.
Only when it comes to the mi'ila, deriving benefit from the Beis HaMikdash,
right,
is called Ma'arav Reich Emem Mishu Mi'ila. But when it comes to Avoy Dezara,
yeah,
when it comes to Avoy Dezara, then it's going to talk to the Yasser. So Dafka, when it comes to Mishu Mi'ila, Hu Deleka, Ha Yisuri Ika. But it's going to be an Isser. It's prohibited. If it's prohibited, so when it comes then to the case of Avoy Dezara, it's going to talk to the Yasser, like what I said. My love, who's the Isser? My love, Lo'oysan Ha'im Din Bifnim, Deloyevshar, V'kam Echavein. And the Yasser.
What are you saying in that one?
So he's saying over here is we're making a deek now. We're making over here a deek on the people who the workers. What are the workers? The workers are going inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They're being lowered.
This is a continuation
on Rav. Rav is now bringing a riot in Ika the army, a riot is the Kiddush. The workers are entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they're being nene. They're going in there, and we're saying that there's technically nothing wrong with them going in there. Why not? Because there's no din mi'ila on kol ma'avareach.
According to the Ikadamra,
there's no din mi'ila. When you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, yeah, yeah. Let's understand, the workers who go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what is their status? Are they called Efshar or E-Efshar? The workers are E-Efshar.
E-Efshar, yeah.
Okay. What about people outside? People outside who are not workers,
yeah,
they're Efshar. They don't. What are you doing? Right. You get lost. What are you doing over here?
Right.
So now we have a diak. Kol mare v'reach ein boy mishum mi'ila.
Right.
Now make a diak. Mi'ila mishum mi'ila ein boy ha isur.
Like a vayizara.
No. Not a vayizara.
Let's talk about
mi'ila itself. Let's stick to. Made a mistake. Let's do mi'ila.
There's no mi'ila,
but it's still forbidden to do so. The ni'ila means you bring a carbon. Ni'ila means it's a very high level of prohibition. You have to bring a carbon.
But it's still, I'm like, you can't it's, do it.
You still can't do it. Now, who can do it? Who can do it? Is the one that...
The workers.
The diuk. Oh, so doesn't it mean the workers? Exactly, the workers. The workers, what category are they in? They're a category of E-Efsha. So the Gemara says, no. If the workers, they're permitted, they don't even have an isser. The same way there's no mi'ila, there's no isser. It's mutter. Mm-hmm. You know why it's mutter? It's e'efshar. Oh, but my diuk says mi'ila ein boy. Ha isser yeshbo. Yeah, isser yeshbo for the people outside who are not workers.
Yeah.
So the diuk is only for the people who are efshar.
The people that are not workers, they go in?
They're not allowed to go in because they're efshar.
But they don't have to bring a mi'ila.
Not right. There's no kar mi'ila. There's no kar, but it's still osir. There's a dik. There's no mi'ila, but it's osir.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no, but it's osir. Why is it osir? Because they are efshar.
Nice.
Not because of mechavin, but the workers who are in the category of efshar.
You're right.
By them, not only is there no mi'ila, there's no isser either. A worker,
yeah.
There's no isser.
Right.
Memel by avodah zara in a case where it's efshar umechavin, it's mutter.
Wow.
Don't bring me a riot from this memra where it says that mi'ilu hu deleka ha isser ika. That would only be a riot if the diik is going on the workers who are together efshar. But the diik is going on the people on the outside. They're going to be takasik. Why? Because they're together.
Anyways, because you could say this is going according to Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Yehuda.
No,
Shimon,
we're going.
Everybody agrees.
We're going according to Rav Yehuda now.
We're the second gear solution now.
The second lashon. We're going
to
Rav Yehuda.
You could say that this case of Rav Shimon.
No, the Gemara is not doing that. No. The Gemara is not doing that. You're making things too complicated.
No, I'm telling you that's the. Who says that?
The
Bible
says it, huh?
Tosfos is saying over here. The Gemara here says, The Gemara is medayik now, mi'ilo hu deleka, hay sura ika, who is the isra upon, my love, lo'islam din bifnim, on the workers, The workers are begeder efshar. They're efshar, and it's osur. So what do you learn from here? I told you Toysis, right? I told you to be Toysis, right? Now we're doing Toysis now. Not doing Toysis. Now we're doing over here just tomorrow. My Lawism Bifnim, the Loy Efsher, and Yevakam Echavin, and the Osir. There's no Din Me'ila, but it's Osir. And they're like, Loy! The workers, it's Mutu Legamri. The workers who are in the category of Efsher. And it's
Mutu Echavin? Is the Osir Loy?
And for the Gemara, the Gemara's answer, Loy. The Gemara's answer, loy. That's the Gemara's answer. The word
so,
loy.
So, again, it can. My love, loy. So I'm the fnim. The loy efsha.
The loy efsha. The people who are under the fnim, they are in the category. Those people are in the category of the loy efsha.
Yeah.
Right, because they're workers.
Yeah.
And the komechavein, and they're having kavana. So it's saying there's no din ne'ila, but there's an iser. So that's a raya to the question.
So what's the usr? Says after
the usr, and they're forbidden. The komechavin, and what does it say here? It says usr. The diuk is usr.
Yeah.
There is no mi'ilah,
yeah.
But there is an isr. So there, if there, it's usr. And who are they? These are the workers who are in the category of efsher, and they're being mechavin. So you have a raya to Rava's yisoid. Rava is the one that taught us that according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. E-F-shar.
Oh, I see. It's still Osir.
It's Osir.
You don't bring a Me'ilah, but it's still Osir.
Osir. Who is it Osir for? The workers.
Correct.
Even the workers inside,
right.
It's Osir.
Right, right, right.
And for the Gemara, no. The workers inside, it's Mutter.
It's Mutter.
Because E-F-shar Mechavin is Mutter. Oh, but there's a Diuk. There's a Diuk that says Me'ilah hu deleka ha isur ika. The Diuk is going on the people outside who are not workers.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Their talk are going to be awesome because they're in the category of Efsha. Loy, the Gemara says, it's going on. Next Gemara, Gufa. Really? Really? Are you saying, is this correct? Really? There's no din mil vareach?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, if your kavana is a person,
what is lamasal tzibur?
To give it over, amafatim. You make the ingredients, the keteris. There's a prohibition just to combine the ingredients.
Pitum,
even that alone is forbidden. But if your kavana is practiced,
or
I'm preparing it for the tzibur potter, I'm doing nothing wrong. But let's say lehoriach, I want to enjoy the fragrance. Why chayiv? Didn't we just say that reich is no iser? So what? No, yechayev for pitum. There are two dinim in pitum akatoris. There are two dinim. You're not, number one. You're not allowed to put the ingredients together, even if you wear a mask.
Yeah.
A mask. Let me wear a mask. The mask will protect you from smelling it. You take one of those blue masks. Remember those had once upon there was something called Corona. They had those masks. Remember those things in Frida Kaderis?
Vaguely.
So you put that mask on. It's going to prevent you from smelling it. It doesn't matter. Just putting the ingredients together
is
an avera. So therefore, if you put the ingredients together for practice,
right?
Or you put the ingredients together in order to deliver it to the tzibur, they order it mutter. Fine. Let's say I didn't put the ingredients together. Someone else put the ingredients together.
But you smelled it.
Now, I want to smell it. L'hariachba. Yeah. I want to smell it. My kavana is, I want to just enjoy it. I didn't make it. I bought it ready-made from somebody. I went to, the guy who makes it, I went to his house and I took it. L'hariachba. I go and I l'hariachba. Chayiv. Oh, chayiv.
Why is it chayiv?
Didn't we just say, kol ma'alavechim ayim mishum ila? V'hameiriachba.
What does that mean?
Chayiv. V'hamei riachba potter. And what does that mean? V'hamei riachba. Rashi explains. Read the Rav riachba. B'ketoreh shel tzibur. Which means that when you bring the real deal, the one that the koyin that offers the ketoreh, it's inevitable he's going to smell it. Right?
Yeah.
The one who offers it on the mizbech azov.
Patim Karas.
He Vamariach bab biketorishal tzibur potemikaris umichatas dloichayva toira ella mefateim luhariach. I'm only doing it now to offer it ella shemol. Shenenem in a kodesh, umevi osh, umevi ashami ilois.
Let's go back.
Vameriach ba, ke bigdor shel tzibur, potem mikaris mechatas. The loychay v'tore ella mefateim lehoriach. So the word as vameriach ba.
This is not the person who's doing it in the right way in the service.
The meriach ba means the person who's making it. Bigdor shel tzibur. Yeah.
But he's not supposed to be smelling it.
The Torah was only mechayev of a person that's mefatim lihoriach. You mefatim for your own personal benefit. Let's read the Rashi. Let's read the Gemara. What?
Right? He mixes it. He makes it himself.
Let's read the words of the Gemara one more time. Let's read the words of the Gemara. Gufa. Okay, over here talking about mefatim mesakutores. So the mefatim over here is what? You're just eating the ingredients. That's the first case. Lislamed by Tzibur Potter. Next, Lihariach ba. What does it mean here when it says here Lihariach ba?
He doesn't do it in order for the public. He does it for private use. The smell. He wants to have the smell.
Then Chayef. He has committed a crime by what? The pitum, just eating the ingredients together. If you are putting these,
that's not what Rashi says. He brings.
That's later. That's the next words. Those are the next words.
Wow.
Those are the next words. If you go and you put the ingredients together, and your purpose of putting the ingredients together is not lehislamed, and it's not lemoishul letzibor, but the reason why you're putting the ingredients together and you're not smelling it, there's no smell yet. I'm just putting the ingredients together, but my goal is. Tomorrow, next week, next month, I'm going to enjoy the fragrance. Not today. There's a two-step process. You first have to add the ingredients, and then you smell it. So right now, I'm just doing L'Horiach Ba. Chayiv. I didn't smell nothing from
it. I understand.
Chayiv. Now we come to the next section. The next section is V'Hameriach Ba. And what does it mean over here? This is the new case. The new case over here is V'Hameriach Ba. Ameriach ba is a person.
The legitimate.
The real ketores.
Someone who's illegitimate smells it.
He's parted from karis, but it's chayiv for the hana. So your person now takes the real ketores.
Do they need it? They ask them.
He goes into the Beis Hamikdash and they have the ketores that was made for Hashem.
Right.
And he takes it, and he inhales.
That's a separate law.
Potter, what is he potter from? From Koris. He's potter from Koris. But he's chayiv el shemol. He had hanah from the Beis Hamikdash. And what's the law you have in the hanah? You have to bring a carbon mi'ilah. You got to bring a carbon mi'ilah, which is a carbon asham. A mi'ilah, you bring carbon asham. El shemol. You chayiv for mi'ilah.
But we just said before that Reich Mashiach.
Oh, that's the worst kasha. So you see over here that the din mi'ilah when it comes to Reich. So how can you say that there's no din mi'ilah when it comes to Reich over here? But Reich, when it comes to fragrance, it depends. La'achar shetale tim. Rusoi. After the column of smoke ascends to Shemayim, after it goes up, Once the column of the Keteris goes up, then the mitzvah is complete. Now, if you have pleasure from it, then you're going to be part. Oh, I'm having hana. It's exactly the point. Smell in the Gemara is not backing down. Having hana from smell is not called a hana. The proof is, let's see Rashi. How does Rashi? It's very delicate because before there is, until the column of smoke goes up, there's going to be a demila. After the column goes up,
there is going to be meila.
Until it goes up, but once the column of smoke goes up, there's no meila. Why? Naseis mitzvah. Sorry, the mitzvah is complete. It's no longer the base on the property of the base on Megdash.
Why they're kind of allowed to wear the begadim afterwards, no?
No, they're not allowed to wear the begadim afterwards. When they finished, when they finished the avodah, they mechuyev to take it off ASAP. L'nidna Torah l'malachi hasharis. You don't take it off. You don't take it off the first second. You take it off the first available moment. L'nidna Torah l'malachi hasharis. But they have to take it off. That's the whole shaila Shimon HaTzadik. How was Rav Shimon HaTzadik allowed?
Why don't you say it's loy efsher? It's not loy efsher?
No, it's a different din. It's a din in loy nidna Torah l'malachi hasharis.
No, but what's the rule? They're called Y-Efter and Yiskavin?
What?
They should take it off right away.
Yeah.
It's called Y-Efter, it's called Efter.
I don't know.
What did you say about Shimon HaTzadik? How was he able to?
Shimon HaTzadik went out to greet Alexander Maiton wearing his Bigdei Shmoina.
How was he able to?
How was he allowed to wear the Bigdei Shmoina outside the Avoida?
Me?
So, I don't know. It's a good kasha. Everyone has the kasha. This is chiddush of the avoda. The kohen gadol, the avoda of the kohen gadol is not just in the kodesh hakodashim. The avoda is to represent klal yisrael and going out.
Saw this somewhere or you?
Yeah, going out from the toelis of klal yisrael, the bigdei shmoyne is part of the avoda of the kohen gadol.
It's a good kasha. It never occurred to me.
It says that mitzvah makipurim, everyone gave shalom to the kohen gadol. He didn't go home until the morning. The whole night he was on the way home. They stopped him. Everyone was giving him yashikoyach the whole night, and he was outside. So then he was wearing the biggest shmoina for the whole night until he came home.
That's what it says. He didn't take it.
He couldn't get home. Everyone didn't let him go home. Everyone wanted to give him yashikoyach. They wanted to wish him a good yah.
That's what it says. Oh yeah.
And there was a whole shot of a zav. If a zav talks, his spit comes out of him. He makes the clothing tummy. There were masks, should have been spit as zav, so there was a mice there. They said to the government, spit
the business man. If you could find out where the Gemara is.
I think it's in Yuma somewhere.
Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbat Shalom.
So, I'm going to make a lot of bumps, so.